Chapter 2. Fellowship. Having clarified our position so far, we may proceed to consider our relationship with other churches or groups of believers. It is vitally necessary that we are of one mind in this respect also, or otherwise confusion and misunderstanding might set in. It is the life in Christ that constitutes the ground of fellowship, and not light, nor identity of views or practice. Nevertheless, it is essential that there should be scriptural discipline in the assembly concerning this matter, particularly in the matter of ministry. Under no circumstances we could permit fellowship to go the extent of compromising principles or participating in any practice that is unscriptural. Fellowship in ministry becomes impossible where there is a difference in doctrine or practice. To a spiritual believer or congregation, cooperation with worldliness or with unscriptural doctrine of practice is deadly. There is a false idea of the duty of fellowship that leads into danger. It is sentimental, not spiritual. It is not true fellowship, for it is not of the Spirit. It does not raise those on a lower spiritual level to a high level. On the contrary, the unity which it brings is at the cost of compromise, and lowers the spiritual standard of the stronger to that of the weaker. While we are fully prepared to minister to the people belonging to the various denominations, taking every opportunity to execute the commission the Lord has given to us, we should not participate or compromise in any activity undertaken by them in the maintenance of their unscriptural practices or doctrines.